But joining us now on the Ticket Hotline, he wanted to comment on our last segment as we were talking about the 18 to 29-year-old crowd in this country. It's Dylan, the argumentative teen. Hello, Dylan.
What's up, homos? What's going on, guys? What are y'all doing?
Hey.
Shouldn't you be in high school?
Dude, first let me say I'm really psyched to be on AM radio. I mean, like, wow. I didn't even know AM existed until your producers just told me.
Well,
you're pretty cool.
Welcome to the show.
You guys do, like, surround and talk and stuff?
Yeah,
pretty much.
Oh, God. Yeah, you guys are real game changers, aren't you?
Well, I don't know.
All right, so you want to take part of the survey that we just talked about there, Dylan?
Sure, homo.
All right, don't call me that. Show a little bit of respect.
You guys do a show together or something?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Are you guys, like, gay?
No, no. We just do a show together.
Whatever.
Right, let's start
you've got a lot of attitude.
Let's start with the survey. Dylan, do you have a job?
No.
Okay, why not?
I'll get a job when someone will pay me what I'm worth, okay? Until then, I'm going to chill.
Wow, what do you think you're worth?
You want me to work all day and be a soul-drained zombie like my stupid dad? That dude works like 12 hours a day and looks worn out when he comes home. What a douche.
Well, he's doing it for you, Dylan.
In a cubicle. Boy, that sounds real fun sitting around in a cubicle.
Well, he's got to earn a living for your family. All right, what about this, Dylan? Do you have a tattoo?
You mean a tat?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got a tat of your mom. God, you guys are lame.
Well, we're just giving you this What? Give up. All right, what about politics? You into politics?
Hold on, I'm sexting right now.
Boy.
Would you focus?
Hold on.
God.
All right, what?
I said, are you into politics?
Totally into politics.
Really?
I think government should take all the money from Wall Street and Washington and give it to the people on the Main Street in America.
Hmm. Oh, so a massive redistribution of wealth, huh? I swear, I'm going to go.
It's really hard to have a conversation with you, Dylan, the argumentative teen, if you're going to behave like that.
I think we need to get out of these wars for oil, for sure.
Okay. Oh, really?
Like, yeah, because they're spilling our young blood in order to line your fat pockets.
Sounds like something you read in Rolling Stone.
We need to get out of all our wars.
Where are we, by the way, at war right now?
You don't know?
Well, yeah, I know. I just want to see if you know.
With America?
Do you know?
Yeah. Germany and Australia. And Pakistan.
What?
Did you say Pakistan?
Yeah, screw Pakistan. If we could elect someone under 35, maybe we could get some real change on Congress Boulevard.
Congress Boulevard. Okay. So, yeah, you're not happy with Washington, are you?
Sweating me, douchebag.
Golly.
Are you sweating me?
We're not sweating you. We're just asking you a couple of questions.
Dude, if I decide to even go to college, I'll probably pick some Ivy League school and I'll ace that. Go into some kick-ass job. I'll be pulling in six figures long before you guys.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't believe my Uncle Chris made me call you today.
I thought you might be related to him.
Yeah, you sound a little familiar.
That's enough. We need a good ass whipping.
Oh, whatever. I could take both of you. You limp-wristed guys.
What's going on here?
Oh, yeah, why don't you come on over here?
I don't want to go into your parents' basement. Will you come up here?
I don't live in my parents' basement, all right? I live in the second master bedroom.
All right, well, good luck to you, Dylan.
What can you do, Dylan? I'm an old man. I'm an old man. I can hardly walk.
I'll smack that smart aleck right out of
you. Will. I'll smack you with my old hand. God.
We are never talking to
you
again.
What a punk.
Infuriating. All right, 8:47 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.